This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin, though, with food today and a corporate development that a cynic might say is nothing more than a sly marketing ploy, but healthy eating advocates might say is long overdue. Grocery store shelves are packed with products telling you how healthy they are, as you know. Candy bars are gluten-free and potato chips are all natural. It's a little hard to know what to believe. So, as of this morning, enter a certain mouse with big round ears. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, PA, Gregory Warner reports.
The Walt Disney Company made two big announcements this morning. It's banning junk food ads on cartoons and other kids' shows. That starts in 2015. And in just a few months, it will launch the Mickey Check.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Yeah, that Mickey. The mouse symbol will be slapped on foods in the grocery aisle that Disney approves as nutritious, only so much sugar and salt and fat. Obesity expert Vicky Rideout says it could provide a single standard that helps parents sort through all those health claims on packages.
You've got one product that says it's the better for you option. It's got a green check mark on it. Another one that says it meets your daily calcium requirements. Another one that says it's vitamin enhanced.
According to an Institute of Medicine study group that Rideout served on, this grocery aisle confusion is literally killing us, leading parents to choose bad foods and driving the obesity epidemic. David Britt is the former CEO of Sesame Street. He says the Mickey label will sway kids' choices. It'll also pay off for Disney.
Every time you can get your logo in front of more parents and more kids, the better off you are.
Jennifer Harris is at the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity at Yale University. She says Disney's standards don't go far enough. Breakfast cereals can be up to 33% sugar.
Mickey would allow Honey Nut Cheerios, but he wouldn't allow Cocoa Puff cereal. He wouldn't allow Fruity Pebbles, but he would allow Pebbles, Boulders, chocolate peanut butter variety.
She says Walmart has stricter standards to earn its Great For You label. But then again, what kid's going to listen to Walmart? In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.